Than a week after the Super Bowl brought the NFL season to a close, a new league called the XFL debuts tonight. Maybe we should say explodes. The XFL is the brainchild, emphasized child, of Vince McMahon, the immodest entrepreneur who turned the World Wrestling Federation into a multi-million dollar enterprise. Mr. McMahon made a fortune in the fantasy world of pro wrestling. He now wants to put his stamp on real American football, along with veteran television network NBC, and change the way we watch the game, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Vince McMahon is starting a football league, and he knows what you're thinking. Pro wrestling with shoulder pads and helmets, right? Players jumping off goalposts and pinning opponents to the turf. Defensive linemen with nicknames like the Grim Reaper and faces painted like evil comic book characters. Make no mistake, McMahon says, the XFL will have an edge, but fake like pro wrestling? No way. He says it'll be as real as a certain Hall of Fame tough guy linebacker for the Chicago Bears.
That's really, you know, what this league is about. You know, it's about the way Dick Butkus played football.
I remember the way the game used to be played. Hard hitting and passionate. We enjoyed knocking guys on their ass.
Sacked by number 51, Dick Butkus.
It was an attitude, and I loved every moment. Attitude and intimidation. That's my brand of football. The XFL, coming this February.
Dick Butkus not only has been selling the XFL, he works for the league as its director of football competition. His presence is proof, say XFL officials, that they're not making this up. The involvement of NBC, which is splitting the $80 to $100 million startup cost, is more proof. And the fact that Las Vegas casinos are accepting bets on XFL games, what more do you need? But if you still don't believe it's real football, those officials say, just watch the players. On a bone-chilling January day in Las Vegas, two XFL teams, the Las Vegas Outlaws and Memphis Maniacs, scrimmaged during a special training camp. They pounded each other with game day intensity, while on the sidelines, Las Vegas head coach Jim Kreiner boiled over as he tried to get his team's attention.
All right, now listen up. Hey, right here, damn it. Hey,
right here.
Hey, get your ass in here.
Swearing, grunting, and crunching pads are the parts of football that fans don't often hear and see up close. That will change dramatically with the XFL. Realizing that XFL players, mostly second-tier NFL castoffs, won't sell a new football league by themselves, Vince McMahon concocted a product that provides the kind of sex and violence spark that ignites his World Wrestling Federation events. XFL cheerleaders promise to titillate, rules changes promise more mayhem on the field, punt returners and quarterbacks in particular will be more vulnerable. But here's the part of the plan McMahon calls revolutionary, bringing reality TV to pro football, kind of like Survivor with an island full of big, sweaty, foul-mouthed men. Vince McMahon.
I'd love to get into the huddle on occasion. I'd love to be on the sideline, you know, when the coach chews somebody out or praises someone. I'd love to be in the have the opportunity to be in the locker room at halftime, which, quite frankly, you know, we will be as fans. When someone gets hurt, you know, and then they go to the medical room or whatever, maybe you're going to be there up to a certain extent.
Not only will voyeuristic cameras and microphones show players writhing in agony, but in ecstasy too. As part of the XFL's promise of football with attitude, players will be encouraged to express themselves, to go ahead and do that end zone dance after a touchdown. That won't necessarily be easy for players like Las Vegas running back Tyrone Edwards. Are you an end zone celebrator? Have you been that in your career?
No, because when I was in high school and college, my dad always told me, you know, act like you've been there before, and we'll talk about it. I'll let him know that, you know what I mean, we'll have to change a little bit because this is more showman than anything. You know, you got to bring the excitement to the game. So we'll talk about it and see how I can probably keep it to a minimum. But I'm going to probably have to give you a little something.
The XFL won't try to muzzle its announcers either. And really, how could they with Jesse Ventura working the Saturday night broadcasts? Much to the consternation of many Minnesotans, NBC hired the governor with the understanding that a weekend state emergency takes priority over XFL color commentary. Ventura and his broadcast partner actually will sit in the stands, part of Vince McMahon's master plan to, as he puts it, bring pro football back to the people.
Far different than the NFL, you know, hierarchy and the people who run that league and the suits and the stuff suits that run that and turn their back on middle class America.
As he does with his wrestling promotion, McMahon has created a villain to help make his XFL shine. And it's the National Football League wearing the black hat. Can't afford an NFL ticket? $25 buys you an XFL seat on the 50-yard line. Tired of guaranteed multi-million-dollar NFL salaries? The XFL pays blue-collar wages, $35,000 to $50,000, with bonuses if the players win. The NFL has made a point of not publicly responding to McMahon's shots across the bow. When asked about the league last weekend at the Super Bowl, NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue sounded bored.
On the XFL, frankly, it's been a minor aspect of what we worry about, or in many cases, it's just a complete non-issue. So NBC is obviously an experienced network, but it's not something that we've spent much time on.
Interestingly, at tomorrow's NFL All-Star Game, called the Pro Bowl, players for the first time will wear microphones, just like they're going to do in the XFL. Indeed, some sports marketers believe the NFL is going to watch the new league like a hawk for innovations. At the Super Bowl in Tampa, some older fans called the XFL fake football and complained that the February to April schedule upset the cyclical nature of sports. It's basketball time, they said. But for this group of 14 to 16-year-old boys from Tampa milling around at halftime, the verdict on the XFL was a resounding cool.
You're here at the biggest event in professional football. Isn't that going to be kind of a come down to go to XFL games?
No.
Why?
Because it's going to be the hard hitting and everything. It's badass football.
How do you know? We haven't even seen any of it.
From all the commercials and since Vince McMahon, the WWF.
You guys WWF fans?
Yeah.
Indeed, Vince McMahon has captivated many of this country's 14 to 24-year-old males. Advertisers covet that group because they're more responsive to ads. NBC is aware of that. The network was left out of the last NFL TV contract. The XFL is a way to get back in and attract a new, younger audience. Of course, there's a risk to reality football. The image-conscious network will broadcast XFL games on a several-second delay. The first primetime telecast is tonight in Las Vegas, between the Outlaws and the New York, New Jersey Hitmen. No doubt skeptics will watch to see if it's real football. Many will tune in for the show. Las Vegas lineman David Diaz Infante, who used to play for Denver in the NFL, says he's ready to give viewers both.
Well, my nickname's always been Doc, or the Doctor. And I told my boys back in Denver that it's now no longer Doc, it's the Doctor of Disasters.
The XFL promises to go where other startup pro football leagues never have. But forget the reality TV and edgy attitude. The XFL will go where others haven't if it merely survives. Tom Goldman, NPR News.